It's a great story. It's a great story. We celebrate today the resurrection of Jesus. He is alive. Death could not hold him. The grave is defeated and he is risen. Hallelujah. You know, you're getting louder. It's almost as if you believe it. It's fantastic. We just heard the amazing account of the women and the disciples coming to find the grave empty. What a day. But I'm not so sure if those people who were going to the tomb expected that. He was raised alive. He appeared to people, to Peter, who denied him. He appeared to Thomas, who doubted him. He appeared to Mary, who wept for him. He visited with friends, he dined with disciples, he talked with followers. But no one was expecting that. Because what strikes me about that account and of all of the accounts of the resurrection, that in spite of everything they had seen Jesus do for 3 years, they had seen people being raised from the dead. They had seen water turn into wine. They had seen Jesus control the elements on a boat and still storms. They'd seen healings. They'd seen all sorts of things. They'd heard him preach that he would be killed and he would rise on the third day. And yet all of that, not one of them expected after the cross that he would be raised. Not one of them hoped after he'd been laid in the grave that they would see him again. No one stood watch near the tomb. No one waited to see if he would rise. They were not resurrection people. They were not expecting God to come back. Because when Jesus died, their hopes died and their convictions died, and I suspect perhaps their faith died a bit as well. Scripture tells us they were huddled in the upper room where they'd been celebrating the Passover feast, hiding away because they were scared of what the authorities would do to them. Would they do to them what they did to Jesus? And the women are going to the tomb on the first Easter day, not to see if Jesus is risen. They're going to go do their job. They're finishing the job of burying him. No one expected the resurrection. Despite what they'd seen, despite what they'd heard, despite what they'd experienced and lived through. It was like, spoiler alert, told you. But it happens because God is faithful to what he says will happen, and God came back. And God goes and raises the faith of the disciples. He brings back to life their hope. He brings back to life their dead convictions and restores all the lost things in their lives. That's the God we celebrate today. A God who brings lost things back to foundness. A God who comes back. It is because of the resurrection that we are here today. If it had not happened, the disciples would never have gone on. They would never have had the courage, the audacity, the nerve to say another word about Jesus in public, let alone claim that he rose from the dead. Let alone die for him. Every one of the disciples died publicly for their faith in the resurrected Jesus. The resurrection matters. Let's hear what the Apostle Paul says about the resurrection. It will appear as if by magic behind us. Thank you, Heather. This is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 to 11. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel, you are saved if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. For what I received, I passed on to you as the first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. That he was buried and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. And that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. At last of all, he appeared to me, also as to one abnormally born. For I am the least of the apostles and do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No. I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Whether then it is I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you believed. I think the resurrection is the most important thing we believe as Christians. I was chatting to someone last Sunday evening about the things I would take a bullet for. There are lots of things we believe in the church. Some things are essential. Others are not. Some people believe that God ordained pews, and that you have to sit in a pew and sing out of a hymn book. That's not mentioned in scripture. There are some things that we've classed as gospel truth because of history or because of experience or because of the type of church that we go to. But I wonder what the things are for you that are absolutely key, the thing that you would take a bullet for, in my odd terminology. And for me, the one thing that I cannot change and is unshiftable is the work of the cross and the physical resurrection of Jesus from the dead. It makes all the difference in the world. It is the foundation of everything we believe. Do you agree? You can stay. The resurrection is the center of our faith. It is the foundation of the Christian experience. It is the goal that our lives move towards. We are resurrection people. It's not just a nice ending to a great story. It's the beginning of our story. A story in which our faith can triumph over death because Jesus has showed us how. And he shows us that he prepares a place for us. As Christians, we are urged over and over again to trust and accept the reality of the resurrection, to make it part of our lives. We believe in a God who comes back. We believe in a God who makes dead things rise. We believe in a God who turns dry bones into thriving things. We are a resurrection people. That's what we believe. We believe in the power of God over death. We believe in goodness out of evil. We believe in hope out of despair because we are a resurrection people. Amen? Not quite as loud this time. Thank you, Mads. And as Christians, we're promised that when we trust and believe in this way, that when we believe in the power and the love of God, then that power and love is released afresh in our lives through the power of the Holy Spirit. We are called to be a resurrected people, living a resurrected people life, making a difference right here, right now, because Jesus did. We're promised that it makes a difference. It makes a difference what we believe. Let me tell you a story. I don't know if this is true. I read it on the internet. In Russia, a few years ago, a railway worker accidentally locked himself into a refrigeration unit. He was unable to escape. He tried to attract attention, but nobody came. So he resigned himself to death, cheerful. As he felt his body becoming numb, he took a pencil out of his pocket and he recorded the story of his approaching death. He scribbled on the walls of the refrigeration unit, "I am becoming colder, still colder. I'm slowly freezing, half asleep. These may be my last words." When they found the man, when the unit was opened, he was dead. But the temperature of the unit was only 56 degrees. Officials had found that actually the mechanism that it used to freeze things was broken, and that there was plenty of fresh air available. Although there was no physical reason they could find that the man had died, they concluded that he died because he believed he would die. Isn't that interesting? The power of what you think you know. What you believe to be true affects us to the core of our beings. It shapes us and makes us what we are. It either blesses us because it opens us up to the power of God, or it afflicts us because it binds us to what we think we know. And that's kind of what we're going to be looking at in the next 4 weeks as we think about the power of our mind and thoughts in this next sermon series. Think about what happened to the disciples after the first Easter morning. After they'd finally accepted and believed in what Jesus had been telling them all along, that he would rise from the dead. The transformation in them was ridiculous. They came out of the upper room where they'd been huddled in fear. They went from mourners to worshippers. And not just that, if you look at the whole story, they went to the ends of the earth. They created a church despite the effort of emperors and princes to stamp them out of existence. They went from people afraid of dying to people who offered their lives to help others find Jesus. They had joy. And they did that because they are resurrection people. They believed in the power of the resurrection. Like Paul, like others who believed, they were transformed and changed because of Jesus And because of the resurrection and the conviction that it was for them that that happened. The disciples were changed from fear-based cowards to people who were given power to heal and to help others, power to conquer their fear and their despair, power to defeat fear and the despair it inflicts on others. They were resurrection people, and so are we. If you look closely, if you see with kingdom eyes Easter, and its story is everywhere. Wherever God breaks in, there is resurrection. Wherever the Holy Spirit begins to work and people's souls begin to dance afresh, there is resurrection. Whenever people say yes to Jesus and what he does in our lives, there is resurrection. Whenever people put their trust in Jesus and say, I trust you to lead my life, there is resurrection. We are here today because we are resurrection people, celebrating that God came back. He came back to be the Lord of death. He came back to be our God, to walk with us, to show us that death is not the end that it may seem. And it will never be it all. He came back to show us that he's been there, done that. And so we need not be afraid. That is what resurrection is about. That's what our faith is about. That God can bring back what has died. God can bring good out of evil, love out of hate, hope out of despair. There are no stones that can't be overturned. There is nothing too dead to be beyond the reach of Christ. And flipping heck, doesn't the world need to know that now? This is what we believe. This is what makes a difference. That we are resurrection people, called to live resurrected lives. We are called to speak hope. We are called to turn graves into gardens. We are called to speak to death and say, you have no power, because we are resurrection people. We are called to bring light, to be salt, to make a difference, to speak hope, because we know that ourselves. And if you don't know that for yourselves, I would love to chat to you over coffee at the end. I have something to give you. So the question, it's like a one-point sermon tonight. We're resurrected people. Go live a resurrected life. Off you go. That's it. So my question is, in this next season ahead after Easter, are we going to go do that? Are we going to share our faith? Are we going to be people of hope? Are we going to live our resurrected lives under the resurrected power of our resurrected Jesus? That's too many resurrecteds in one sentence. Today, in many churches around the world, people are baptized. It's a thing that happens on Easter Sunday. It's traditional to be baptized on Easter Sunday. It's also a time when people, Emma's going, oh, I didn't know that. Another thing you've learned today. It's also traditional to renew your baptism promises, to reaffirm your faith in the light of the resurrection. So I'm going to suggest we do that. I'm going to invite the band, all three of them. Take that. I'm going to come back. Someone needs to get Tom. So in a moment, I'm going to I'm going to say a prayer that invites recommitment, that invites us to say yes afresh to the resurrected Jesus and to following him today. And if you want to do that with me, you might want to sit and you might, as a sign of openness, place your palms out. I'm not going to be watching you. That's just between you and God. Let's pray together. God, I believe that you made me and that you love me. I want to trust my life into your hands. Jesus, I believe you died for me on that first Good Friday. I trust that my old life of selfishness and sin died on the cross with you. The old has gone. The new has come. I believe you rose to new life on Easter Sunday. You say that I am raised with you, a new creation, and my life and my eternity is now in your hands. Holy Spirit, as you raised Jesus from the dead, fill me now with that resurrection power. May I be a resurrection person, bearing hope, bearing light, bearing love, transforming all that is broken. May I live for you in all I do, sharing your love with others, bringing your kingdom in this world until you come again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.